Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ. Not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you may also know how I am doing and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love, with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love uncorruptible. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Eric Estes from Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in Columbus, Georgia.
Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, in our epistle lesson, Paul encourages us, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Notice the Christian's armor is God's armor. All the things that Paul lists are from God and belong to God. You can't fashion this armor yourself, nor can you get it from another creator. I'm reminded that sometimes getting authentic products from the proper manufacturer can be a life-saving matter. In 2013, several men were caught selling counterfeit body armor. Can you imagine that? Looking to make a quick buck, they were endangering people's lives by selling fake vests made to look like trusted name brands. This counterfeit body armor failed ballistic tests and offered little more protection than your winter coat. In our lesson today, Paul is saying that if you want to be defended from all the forces that threaten your spiritual life, you want the armor that can do the job. Only one armor will suffice, the armor of God. The devil will try to sell you counterfeits. Every piece of God's armor has its opposite from the schemes of the evil one. God has the belt of truth, while the devil says all things are relative, that there is no definite right or wrong. God has the breastplate of righteousness, which is yours in the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Yet the devil tempts us to lean on self-righteousness and self-forgiveness. God has the shoes of readiness of the gospel of peace, but the devil tempts us to slothfulness and a false sense of self-security and peace with the world. God gives us the shield of faith, that is, the faith, the doctrine that can defend from all the flaming darts of false teaching the devil throws at us. The devil would have us place our trust in anything but the true doctrine to shield us, so that his flaming arrows may pass easily to our harm. God gives us the helmet of salvation, where we depend entirely on God to protect us. The devil tells us to trust our own reason and strength for salvation, that we may save ourselves. Finally, God gives us the sword of the Spirit, which is his word, but the devil seeks to make us listen to his voice and doubt the word. He will even use it against us, asking, "Did God really say?" When we're fooled with the devil's counterfeits, we stumble and fall. Defenseless, we are wounded and harmed by our sins. The fact that we need spiritual armor is obvious. Many believe, however, that we must fashion these weapons on our own. They hear words like truth, righteousness, and faith, and think they must find these Christian virtues in themselves and perfect them. If we do that, we will find we cannot withstand the attacks of the evil one. Perhaps we may think we have withstood an attack by our own prowess and might. Then, without even realizing it, we have been wounded with self-righteousness and pride. The authentic armor, the armor you need to defend yourself, is Jesus' armor. You have this armor because he gave it to you when you were baptized into his death and resurrection. In your baptism into Jesus, you already have the victory, and he arms you to stand in that victory. The truth is the great truth, that Jesus is the Son of God, the way, the truth, the life. By him you have been promised that you are God's child and are an heir of eternal life. Righteousness is Christ's righteousness, the purity you received in baptism. As St. Paul said in Titus, God saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. The devil will throw spears of accusation at you, calling you a condemned sinner, but they cannot pierce the breastplate of Christ's righteousness. The shoes make us ready at all times. It comes from the gospel of peace, from God's constant and perpetual forgiveness. The shield of faith can quench out any lie and deception that the devil may aim your way. And the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit strengthen your faith. The devil may try to make you proud, or he may try to make you despair of your sin and unworthiness. God's helmet proves that your salvation is won by Christ, and his sword of the Spirit assures you that Jesus came to commune with and love poor sinners. God's armor is the real deal. It stands up to any attack. It has no expiration date, for it promises you eternal life. Whatever may happen to you as you serve God in your homes, workplaces, churches, and communities, you know that you have an endless supply of God's forgiveness, an invincible defense of mercy, and a mighty fortress in the God who has conquered sin, death, and the devil by the glorious resurrection of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
We thank Pastor Eric Estes from Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in Columbus, Georgia, for today's meditation on God's Word.